Committee will please come to order.
The nationally televised hearing centered on Anita Hill's allegations that Clarence Thomas sexually harassed her in the workplace when he was her supervisor. WTOP's Capitol Hill correspondent Dave McConnell covered the riveting testimony.
Watching Clarence Thomas in the stately Russell caucus room charge, he was caught up in a high-tech lynching for uppity blacks, denying Anita Hill's accusations of sexually loaded conversations.
Unequivocally, uncategorically, that I deny each and every single allegation against me today.
Then, later in the same room, hearing Anita Hill declare, "I am not given to fantasy," insisting what she said was bedrock truth.
My working relationship became even more strained when Judge Thomas began to use work situations to discuss sex.
Hill's testimony almost didn't take place. Democratic D.C. Delegate Eleanor Holmes Norton and a group of women serving in the House and Senate pressed their male counterparts to let Hill be heard.
I will say this, at least seven of us didn't have to march from the House to the Senate even to get a hearing. That means that both sides have learned. Remember, the Democrats were in charge.
The chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, which conducted the hearings, was Democratic Senator Joe Biden.
Judge, tough day and tough night for you, I know.
As for Norton, she worked with Hill to help her get ready and was impressed.
She was poised. She was low-key. She was lawyer-like. Indeed, she is a lawyer. Once you heard her, it seemed to me the case had been made. But of course it wasn't.
Thomas was confirmed despite the controversy, and confirmation hearings for Supreme Court justices would never be the same. And if Christine Blasey Ford testifies, Norton says her advice would be to watch Anita Hill's testimony from 27 years ago.
You will understand exactly what you have to do. That's just how perfect her testimony was before the Senate.
Whatever happens next will likely have political consequences. Norton notes that in the midterm elections that followed the Clarence Thomas hearings, many women went to the polls.
That turned out to be the year of the woman. And the Democrats turned back and said we shouldn't have done it in the first place. The Republicans turned back and we got more women than we had ever had in the House or the Senate.
Today, Republicans are still counting on Brett Kavanaugh to be confirmed and provide President Trump with another conservative on the nation's high court. On Capitol Hill, Mitchell Miller, WTOP News.